Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. State Senator Tom Tiffany formally announced this morning he is a candidate for the soon-to-be-vacated seat of fellow Republican Sean Duffy. Duffy announced he's stepping down to family concerns and will leave his congressional seat soon. Rhinelander City Administrator Daniel Guild has survived a second attempt to suspend him from that job following a closed session last night at City Hall. We'll have more on that story, both of those stories, coming up later today. And just days into the new year, many Wisconsin districts are already dealing with a serious shortage of substitute teachers. Dale Forbes takes a look at what this means for the classroom.
It's one symptom of schools at a tipping point, with fewer people entering and staying in the teaching profession, says Christina Bry with the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Bry says one of the main reasons is low pay. And when it comes to finding qualified substitutes, some areas are hit harder than others.
It's expressly a huge problem in lower population areas in Wisconsin's rural, very impoverished small towns.
One national report indicates half of all schools and 90% of high poverty schools struggle to find qualified special education teachers. Bry contends districts should focus on paying teachers more. I'm Dale Forbes for Wisconsin News Connection.
A Republican member of the Assembly is questioning a report which says state government needs to do more to help people find more affordable places to live. The report cited by State Representative John Jagler indicates Wisconsin has more cost-burdened low-income renters than any other Midwestern state. Jagler says a one-size-fits-all approach to affordable housing likely will not work. And police report no injuries from a Monday incident at Sheboygan Memorial Hospital when an armed man suffered what is being called a mental health breakdown. The name has not been released. The hospital was put on lockdown while officers tried to convince him to give up his weapon, and he eventually did so. Sheboygan police say he's in custody and being evaluated. And a Greenfield man entered a not guilty plea during a Monday appearance in Milwaukee County. 19-year-old Amando Lang is accused of stabbing a contract worker to death August 27th. Lang and the victim didn't know each other, and police called it a random attack. Lang reportedly told detectives that he was going to murder his family. He pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide at a preliminary hearing. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon: look for skies to gradually become partly sunny with a high near 77 and winds picking up. Later tonight, mostly cloudy, low 53. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms return, cloudy with a high near 64, and then rain likely Wednesday night, low 52. Thursday, showers again, high 64. And then by Friday, it looks a little bit better, and into the weekend, partly sunny skies. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.